here from the National Association of Blind Students is Syed Rizvi.
Good morning, Wisconsin. It's a little hard to go after President Rick Obono, but if I do less than perfect, I can say he taught me everything I know. So, so do you know what's my favorite thing about Illinois, other than you guys have these like funny Midwestern accents, is that you all have an awesome student division. So let's give it up for Emma and her whole team. Last night, the IABS Idol was awesome. I had so much fun, and my interactions before convention with Emma and her board, Amy and Dustin and everybody, they are just awesome. You guys are very lucky to have a great student division here, and it's like astonishing to see how supportive everybody is of the students here. For a lot of young Federationists, such as myself, our first interaction with the Federation is through a student division in one of our affiliates. I think back to when I was about halfway through my high school career, I was failing out of most of my classes because that's when I lost the majority of my vision. My guidance counselor met with me and she said, Syed, the way your GPA is looking right now, I don't think college is even on the table, let alone grad school or all these careers that you were thinking about. And what used to make me so mad is I always had that aunt or uncle who would send me a video on Facebook Messenger of this amazing blind person doing all this cool stuff. It used to aggravate me. I used to be like, oh, I'm blind. I know that this isn't possible. I don't know who these people are, but they just make me so mad because they're trying to set these high bars that I know like I can't really reach. I always used to tell my aunts and uncles, I can't be like that blind person. I didn't know what I was doing wrong, really. You know, it was almost leaked into every single aspect of my life, you know. My wrestling coach approached me and said that, you know, that varsity letter that you have, I don't know if you're performing at the same level because I didn't know about how you could, it's actually legal in high school wrestling to start with touch, you know. Just because I didn't have exposure to other blind students, it was just so frustrating. I didn't know how to interact socially. I started distancing myself spiritually as well. But then I was very lucky and fortunate to one day get a call from a very good friend of mine who was working with NABS at the time, Derek Manners. I don't know if any of you know him. And he said, you know, I'm a blind guy and I'm studying law at Harvard University. And I was thinking, man, this is like one of those guys from one of those videos. I need to get in touch with him and see what he's doing differently from me. He brought me to a chapter meeting and then a state convention and then on to national convention. But how that all started was that I went to a student luncheon in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that was my first interaction with the Federation, and little did I know that that simple luncheon in Cambridge, Massachusetts would be the main changing point in my entire life. That introduced me to the Federation and an enormous network of students that taught me how to do all these different kinds of things like using JAWS and reading Braille. They advised me to apply to a small college near my home that it wasn't too difficult to get into. Pretty much I only needed to have a pulse. with their guidance, they taught me how to use JAWS and Braille and incorporate into my classroom work. And I was able to boost up my GPA to shadow out my high school performance. I left college, I went to LCB, I finished my training there. After that, they helped me transfer to the University of Texas at Austin, where now I study government, and it's in the top 10 in the country for the government program. They taught me about how there's so many different kinds of sports that I could play that are totally accessible. So now I've been recently getting into powerlifting because so many blind people are like, hey, powerlifting or running track and field or cross country, like there's still so many accessible ways to be really active, you know? I've been able to come back and not feel awkward in like social circles. Honestly, I feel like sometimes I had less friends because then I would have more time to do my schoolwork, you know? So that's really the value of the National Association of Blind Students and these student divisions. It might honestly just seem like a few students meeting once or twice a year to grab lunch or watch a movie, but honestly, that exposure can be so impactful. So that's why, obviously, we need your support. So just to get your support, I want to tell you a little bit of what NABS has been up to over the last couple years. I'm going to start with a shameless plug. I'm going to start with the Legislative Committee, because that's what I had. So the Legislative Committee, we finished up and have developed a legislative toolkit. And President Rick Obono talked about a lot of legislation, but one piece of legislation that's really important for us is Aim High. If you're familiar with it, it's legislation to try to make classroom materials more accessible to blind students. I just think about this semester alone in college, even though I have all my skills from LCB and UT Austin has a great disability services office, I constantly, on a daily basis, have so many accessibility issues. I already know that once I graduate, I'm going to have issues with employment because employers are always going to doubt me. I don't need to have issues in the classroom with getting get better grades to prove to them that I'm worthy. So obviously, it's really important. So the Legislative Toolkit has all these guides on how you can write a personal testimony letter, how you approach your university for letters of support, or even how to hold legislative workshops with your student division. But obviously, as you all know, to run any organization, you need money. So that's why we have the fundraising committee. The fundraising committee has started this campaign where across the country, they're screening the movie Do I Dream in Color? And they're holding restaurant fundraisers. And our goal for this Washington seminar is to sponsor at least 30 students to be able to attend. But I bring up Washington seminar, so let's talk about NABS Cafe. You all need to buy your wristbands. We love having everybody come through for our NABS Cafe, and that's being done by our event planning committee. We always have a cash bar, an auction, and great performances. Last but not least, if you're looking to try to get more involved with NABS and get in touch with us, then the outreach committee is the place to go. We have bi-monthly phone calls where we discuss how to tackle issues in and out of the classroom on a college campus, from how do you walk into a college party and deal with that social scene, how do you read like graphs and all these different statistical things in your economics class, or how do you go to your university gym and like not get hit by a flying weight or something, you know? So we have bi-monthly phone calls for that, we have blog posts, we have newsletters, and that's the outreach committee. And I'll be here all weekend, so please do feel free to come and talk to me, because, you know, a lot of people might think that, oh, you know, I'm a non-traditional student, I'm a little later on in my years, or, you know, I'm doing pretty well, I don't think I need the support of NABS. And what I say is that you really don't know what you can get from an organization, so why don't you at least try? Because now, I often pause and I look back and think that if I didn't go to that initial luncheon in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where would I be today? So that's why I'm so grateful to NABS, and obviously, NABS is a product of the work that's done by President Riccobono and all of you here in the National Federation of the Blind. So thank you so much for your time today.